Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor de Blasio is at the Brooklyn Navy Yard taking a look at production of hospital gowns by some local companies. Now he's meeting with reporters, talking about the tough week to come.
Nearly 2,500 lives have been lost in the five boroughs from COVID-19, and this terrible number could dramatically increase because of the number of critically ill people on ventilators. The help has come in the terms of supplies, mostly ventilators, from cities around the country. Mayor Bill de Blasio explains what supplies he think will need during the week, which he describes as crucial.
So to get through next week, based on these updated projections, we believe we will need between 1,000 and 1,500 more ventilators for the period roughly Wednesday to Sunday. Again, those dynamics will change daily, hourly even, so we will keep updating the assessment.
Now, there is some concern today with the beautiful weather that too many people will venture outside and not be wearing face covers. A New York City public school, spring break canceled. Remote learning will continue. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at City Hall.
More than 1,000 doctors and nurses are coming to New York to help the exhausted medical professionals at local hospitals. Correspondent Mona Kosar Abdi says another issue is that they're now living apart from their families to protect them.
Near Orlando, Florida, nurse Kyle McBride has been living separately from his wife and four kids for weeks already.
We all need to lock arms and join as a community and be united so we can get this virus over with and we can get back to our normal lives. We're all heroes.
And in Minnesota, Leona Hernandez is leaving her husband and three young children for 2 months to travel to New York to help hospital workers there.
We talked about, should I just stay here and wait until the need is greater in Minnesota? But one thing that I think pushed me over the edge is the fact that the need is so great in New York.
Most of the doctors and nurses coming to New York will go to the field hospital at the Javits Center. A few hundred will be assigned to city hospitals. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is preparing residents for a very tough week ahead.
This is the fight of our lives. None of us have gone through this before. We have to think of it that way. We have to treat it that way. It's nothing short of war, and it's no time to panic, but it is certainly likewise no time for business as usual.
New Jersey's death toll is approaching 1,000. Another FEMA field hospital opens today, this one at the Meadowlands. It has 1,000 beds. The state has also ordered 20 refrigerated trailers to serve as temporary morgues. The coronavirus death toll nationwide stands at more than 9,600. New York State accounts for more than 4,100 of them. Governor Cuomo says the projections indicate New York could be hitting its apex this week. The governor reported yesterday that fewer people were being admitted to hospitals due to coronavirus, but hospitalizations were increasing in Nassau County. We've been hearing almost daily about the need for more medical supplies at local hospitals. Now, a report from the Health and Human Services Inspector General describes a dire situation for frontline doctors and medical staff. HHS surveyed more than 300 hospitals across the country and found shortages nationwide. Nurses at Harlem Hospital are the latest to speak out about the desperate need for more protective gear. They're calling on the Trump administration to employ the Defense Production Act to boost production of masks, gowns, and face shields. They say their hospital has been rationing PPE and limiting access to N95 respirators. The nation's foremost authority on infectious disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has been unable to convince President Trump to stop touting hydroxychloroquine, a treatment for coronavirus. That's not its original purpose. When Fauci was asked to comment on the drug last night at the latest White House briefing, President Trump stepped in and wouldn't allow it. Axios reports that the president's trade representative, Peter Navarro, lashed out at Dr. Fauci during a coronavirus task force meeting, and Navarro reportedly brought a stack of paperwork with him, arguing it was proof. Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck has been the center of the coronavirus crisis in North Jersey. And the staff there is mourning the deaths of two hospital workers.
In recent days, Holy Name Hospital staffers, including technician Severiana Jimenez and Jesus Villaluz, who's worked at patient transport here for 27 years, both died complications from the coronavirus, adding to the tragedy and stress here. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Adam Jarrett.
We were at a little spontaneous memorial service for one of the employees the other day, and it was very sad and very tragic. Created resources for our employees who need to speak to professionals, psychologists, therapists, etc.
Now they have 175 COVID patients here. 35 are still on ventilators. But Jarrett says new in-house testing is helping greatly.
We can do about 50 to 100 in-house tests a day, which is very good. The in-house turnaround time is about an hour compared to external testing, which is still 1 to 2 days.
As to the so-called apex or peak of the cases, which everyone seems to be talking about, Jarrett says they simply don't know if they're there yet. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds at Holy Name in Teaneck.
For the second time in as many weeks, workers at Amazon's warehouse on Staten Island plan to walk off the job. They've been protesting working conditions and want increased safety protections against coronavirus. Chris Smalls, who was fired last week after organizing the initial walkout, called for Amazon to halt operations because of the pandemic. Amazon said Smalls was fired for violating the company's quarantine rules. The pandemic has inflicted heavy financial stress and feelings of job insecurity on New Yorkers. That according to a new Siena College poll. Pollster Dr. Don Levy spoke with 1010 Winds.
One concern that people told us is they're worried about being laid off. 37% of all New Yorkers are concerned about being laid off. But that number hits especially hard for all New Yorkers under the age of 50, where nearly half of New Yorkers under the age of 50 are worried right now about being laid off.
The poll found that 77% of New Yorkers are at least somewhat concerned about the virus and serious financial fallout from it. And the top concern was paying monthly bills.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.